Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. Jesus is speaking. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
After washing his disciples' feet and commissioning them to go out into the world, not as conquering kings but as loving servants, Jesus shared his intimate thoughts. He helped them see what this task would look like and the type of troubles they'd face. He helped the men understand what kingdom of God meant and why he must leave them for a while. He promised that while he was gone, the Comforter would be with them. And though Jesus said they'd certainly have trouble, he then encouraged them, for he had overcome the world. Can you imagine sitting at that table, eating that dinner, and looking into Jesus' eyes as he broke the bread, drank the wine, and shared from his heart? Then Jesus prayed one last time for his friends. And not only that, amazingly, he also prayed for all who would believe based on their word. Friend, that means everyone who's trusted in him. Jesus was praying for us, and we have his very words. What could be more precious? On that terrible night, Jesus' last night before dying, the things he asked for culminated in this, that we would remain unified, for us to be knit together in love so the entire world would recognize Jesus in us. It's a sacred invitation, as important today as it was then.